We are in Tesamid Beis, halfway down. We're about to learn the secret of greatness. We started learning Rav Pinchas Ben Yair's Braisa yesterday, and he told us the ladder through which a person achieves godless. And yesterday we learned the chain of procedure, and today we bring the Makairis for it. So again, Pinchas Ben Yair said a person can't achieve greatness by jumping. It has to go in order. So let's start, we might as well start again from V'chein Ha'ir Pinchas Ben Yair Oimer. Now people ask, what's this doing in Shkalim? What does it have to do with Shkalim? The Gemara previously spoke about being Niki Yimei Hashem U'mi Yisrael. Gemara talked about a person being a Naki, being clean, being careful that he not put himself in a situation where he could be accused. And having done that, we talk now about Nikios as part of the order of this mission, of this Braisa. So, V'cheno Yepichas Ben Yair Oimer, Tesamid Bey is about halfway down, Zrizos maybe the day Nikios, Nikios maybe the day Tahara, Tahara maybe the day Kedusha, Kedusha maybe the day Anova, Anova maybe the day Yerushchait, Yerushchait maybe the Chasidus, Chasidus maybe the day Rucha Kaidesh, Rucha maybe the day Tchias HaMesim, Tchias HaMesim maybe the day Eliyahu Zechel HaTov. Now we'll explain all of these 10 steps as the Gemara. Zerizos maybe lidei nikias. Zerizos brings a person to cleanliness. Diksiv v'chila mikaper, v'chila, and he's quick to finish his work. Mikaper, he comes to kapara. Now the message here is that the first step in serving Hashem is to be a zariz. The Yetzer Hara tells a person to push things off, and generally, even when a person decides to do something good, it's human nature to push it off. Zerizus is to do something quickly, once he decides the right thing to do, to go out and do it quickly. Now, there's a bit of a problem. When you see a person rushing successfully, you say, wow, he's a Zariz. When you see a person rushing and he trips and he falls and he drops what he's carrying, you say he's in Bahala. Now, both of them really started off doing the same thing. Just one fellow tripped and one fellow didn't trip. One fellow caught the train, one guy missed the train. What's the difference between Zerizos, which is good? Rushing is a bad word. Rushing is a bad, implies someone who rushes without cheshbon. So Zerizos, what would be the word in English for Zerizos? Speed?
Alacrity.
Alacrity. Diligence. Yeah. Diligence, not Zeriz. Diligence is Hasmada. He says diligence. That's Zerizus. So what Pop said is that Bahola is b'machshava and Zerizus is b'maisa. When a person rushes to something without thinking, and he rushes and he's not sure what he's doing, that's Bahola, that's confusion. When a person thinks something through properly and then goes to do it, His movement is quick. All right, some of these people trip. What are you going to do? But Zerizus is when a person knows what he wants, knows where he's headed.
Deliberate.
Zerizus is b'maisa and b'hola is b'machshava.
Deliberate. I mean, it's
deliberate, planned. Whatever. Yeah, with the chesh.
I don't want to see where this pasuk says anything about Zerizus.
V'chila means he gets it done. V'chila means he finishes off. He finishes his job. V'chila mechaper. He completes the kapara. The kapara comes when he's done with, when he completes it. Nikios mevli de tahara, cleanliness in a person's behavior brings him to spiritual tahara. So what's the difference between the chiper, which also means to clean, or to cover, v'toher, and to be tar? So Rav Gedalia Shur and the Ar Gedalia says, the chiper is to have your sin forgiven. So you offend someone, he forgives you, that's kapara. Tahira is when you make it like it never happened in the first place. You offend someone, you ask for forgiveness, he forgives you. But it's not like it was originally. Tahira is the next step, where you make amends to the person, you show him your love, in a way that it's like it was clean right away. Tahira, maybe lide kedusha. A person who avoids wrong thoughts, he's tar, he stays clear, maybe lide kedusha, then he could climb, then he could be raised. Iksiv, v'tiarai, v'kidshai. You have to first clean away the dirt before you can pile on the Kedusha. Kedusha maybe lidei anava. Kedusha brings to humility. Humility is not an easy level. The Siv Kikai Omar Ram Venisa Sheikhin Ad Vekadosh Shemai. Morayim Vekadosh Eshkain. God says, I dwell in a high and holy place. Vestakei Yishval Ruach. Vestakei Yishval Ruach. Then I am with those who are of a low spirit. You have to understand, for somebody who's a nobody, to say he's a nobody, I guess that's humility, but that's not such a big deal. For somebody who's a somebody, and he knows he's a somebody, to be able to realize that the difference between me and the other guy is a little bit, and klape a person's obligation in the world, it's a meaningless difference, if somebody who achieves, and then he could be an anav, Moshe Rabbeinu could be an anav. You know, they tell the old story in the Musi Yeshiva about the two Musanics sitting in the Beis Medrash late at night, and one says, Ich bin agarnished. And the other one says, Ich bin agarnished. And they're going back and forth, I'm a nobody, I'm a nobody. And the janitor is mapping up. He thinks for a minute, he says, Ich bin agarnished. So they smile at each other and say, yeah, he thinks he could be agarnished. You know, like, he's holy enough to be agarnished. So to be a nova, you know, there's something to it. A nova may be the yireschet. A nova brings a person to fear of sin. Ksiv ekev a nova yires Hashem. It seems that Pilsma Yarhol's Yiras Hashem and Yiras Chet are synonymous. So Yiras Chet comes when a person realizes his weak hold, his anav, his humility makes him realize his weak hold on what he has. He's afraid to make a mistake. Yiras Chet may be the Chasidus. Chasidus here doesn't mean Strimel and White Sox. Chasidus here means somebody who excels in all his deeds, what he does. He tries to do things to be Yitzhak HaLashitis, he does things to do it as properly as he can. Tiksiv, v'chesed Hashem, me'oilam, v'yar oilam, al yireyav. That somebody who's yires Hashem, he gets chesed Hashem, which is midah k'neged midah, he behaves in chasidus. Chasidus may be l'idei ruach ha-kodesh, tiksiv, oz dibarta b'chazin l'chasidecha. Then you spoke in nevua l'chasidecha, to those who behave b'chasidus. Ruach HaKadosh may be the Tchias HaMeisim. Diksiv, Nasati Ruchi Bochem V'chiyisem. I put my spirit into you and you have come alive. Now here I want to talk just for a minute about Tchias HaMeisim. It's really an Arichus. But there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that says that Rabbeinu HaKadosh was able to be Mechayim Meisim on a regular basis. He could bring Tchias HaMeisim on a regular basis. And there's another Gemara that says, Yodani Shekodin Shebechem Mechayim Esim. The Gemara seems to say that the smallest Amora had the power to be Mechayim Esim. And to me, it was problematic. Forget about all the stories they have about all the 16th, 17th, 18th century people that are Mechayim Esim left and right. But even in the Gemara, Eliyahu HaNavi was Mechayim one mace. He did it once. Elisha was blessed, he could be Mechayim two mace. And then you have this Hasidic Rebbe from the 19th century who did it every Monday and Thursday. So what's going on? What is this Tchias HaMeisim? Our stories are stories, but the Gemara says it. Gemara says it about many. So I had seen then, I'm hesitant to say where B'Shem who, I think it was B'Shem the Ramchal, that the Tchias HaMeisim of making dead people come alive, it's a small mice, it's something, it's something, but it's not, no one's job in this world is to make dead people come alive. Someone's dead, it's time for him to be dead. Someone's alive, time for him to be alive. The real Tchias HaMeisim is to awaken a person's neshama, a person's spirit. There are people who are meisim in neshama. They're meisim in their spirituality. They're empty. You talk to them about ruchnius, there's nobody home, you know, like knock knock, who's there? There's nobody there. You talk to them about being inspired, about serving Hashem. No one's there. Rabbeinu HaKadosh Tchias HaMeisim was to be able to take people, in that Gemara's case, some guards who came with Antigonus, and be able to, Antoninus, and be able to awaken in them a spirit of Ruchnius, a spirit of Ruchnius, where they're not gonna tell that Antoninus came to Rabbi, whatever the Gemara's case is. But that's the real Tchias HaMeisim. The real Tchias HaMeisim is to take someone who spiritually is flat, spiritually is down, and to awaken in him a chiyus. So that's the real Tchias HaMeisim. Rishon Mechayayim Kuriyam Meisim. Someone who can inspire somebody. That is the Tchias HaMeisim of Shas. Tchias HaMeisim Mevili De'el Yo Zachar La'Toiv.
Tiksiv hine anechi shaleach lechem eselia nevi lefnei bayayim Hashem agadol v'hanayra. It's a well-known pasuk because it was made into a song. What was first, the song or the pasuk? Not sure. Tana, it's before Mashiach. Tana b'shem Reveir, kol mi shekavua b'eretz Yisrael. Umedava v'lashen ha-kaydish. If you move to Eretz Yisrael, and you speak Lashon Kodesh, v'alcha peiraisa b'tahara, and you eat the fruits of Eretz Yisrael in Tahara, v'kayra kriyashma b'baikru b'erev, and you say kriyashma with Kabbalah Zalmach HaShemayim twice a day, ye mavusar sheben oylam ha-bahu. Then he'll sure he'll be a ben oylam ha-bahu. That's the key to being a ben oylam ha-bahu. So, this is the way the parak ends, with this agadita. There's an interesting letter from Rav Baruch Epstein, Torah Tamima, not printed in his books. There was a Rav in Cincinnati, I believe it was, in the late 1930s, who gave a hesped on Rav Baruch Epstein. He had heard that Rav Baruch Epstein passed away, he gave a hesped on Rav Baruch Epstein. So Rav Baruch Epstein, the Torah Tamima, wrote him a letter notifying him that he's alive and well. Like a Mark Twain story. So he wrote back to him, I apologize, but the Yiddish Blot had an obituary. They reported that you were dead. That's what he wrote back to him. So Torah Tamima writes a letter. He writes, it said there, Rav Baruch Epstein Zichrono Levracha, on the headline. So he writes back to him, why does Zichrono Levracha mean he's dead? Why does Zichrono Levracha have anything to do with being dead? No, Zichrono Levracha, remember him for a blessing. So he writes, the only person that we find in Tanakh that's called Zichrono Levracha is Eliyahu HaNavi, who never died, right? Yeah. So it says Zichrono Levracha about the one person who never died. But nowadays, you know, don't publish my name Zichrono Levracha till I tell you to, you know, I have a while to go till 120. But it's just strange that such a thing. At any rate, Hadron Allah Perek, B'shloisha Prakim.
The ultimate goal of Eliyahu
HaNavi? The ultimate goal, so it depends what Eliyahu HaNavi means. Eliyahu HaNavi is the greatest gilui a person could have in this world. The greatest people was Zaychet, gilui Eliyahu. Gilui Eliyahu is more than Racha Kaidish. It's a level of gilui in this world that a person could have. When a person gets gilui Eliyahu is when he has no nisayin in emuna at all. Because Eliyahu doesn't come to someone, if you still have Bechira, to believe or not to believe, even a minor part of Torah, Eliyahu can't come to you. Because Rabbani Shlolem is not machriya mitzvahs. He's a mitzvah of emuna. Emuna comes at many levels. So Eliyahu Navi comes, nobody has tefekas in emuna anymore. So Eliyahu can't come to a person until the person is clear. When a person is clear, he's zechet Gili Eliyahu. Gili Eliyahu is this idea of, you know, they attack Rav Steinman. So, Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, when I told him about it, he says that, I don't understand, they attack Rav Steinman, a Yid who has Ruach HaKadosh. So they told Rav Steinman what Rav Chaim said. So Rav Chaim, so Rav Steinman answered, said, "Kol ha-paisel b'mu my paisel." You know, whoever makes fun of somebody makes with his own mum, right? So, "Kol ha-paisel b'mu my paisel." So, you know, it's a certain level that a person can achieve Ruach HaKadosh, and it's not... Eliyahu HaNavi is the highest level.
Not because he's a Navi, because of
Can you?
Is because he is a Navi, or
no, he just happens to be a Navi. I mean, he's Eliyahu. Eliyahu HaNavi is his, I guess, his name. So, Dr. Mishnah, we start the fourth parak. We're getting there, almost halfway there. Hold on tight, okay? Zakta Mishnah. Hatruma mahayu oisinba. What did they do with the truma? Now we're not talking about fruit. We're talking about they went into the lishka, they took their boxes of coins. What did they spend these coins on? Leichem batmidim, musafin, niskeyem. Right? Every carbon seber. Carbon tamid every morning and evening. Carbon musaf on yom tif and Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Niskeyem. Ha'oimer, shtei alechem, lechem aponim, l'chol karbonei satzibur. Shomrei svichim b'shviyis, not l'schar m'chumas halishcha. What is Shemitah getting in here again? I'll tell you. On Pesach, you have to bring an Omer from the wheat of the current year. What do you do on Shemitah?
Barley.
Nobody planted from the barley of the current year. What do you do on Shemitah? Nobody planted. How are you going to get...
The leftover day from the year before...
No, it has to be from this year's crop. Because the Omer is Matia the Chodosh. It's Matia this year's crop.
But it grew up from the things.
So it says now, Svichim, what's a Sviach? It's funny, when I was in Cheder, everybody in my class knew Sviach means Vidurvaksung. I had no clue what it means Vidurvaksung, but we went in Yiddish, no Yiddish, the Tai Chit, remember? Sviach, it's Sviach, the Vidurvaksung from, I never knew what Vidurvaksung meant. So finally, I got to a point in my life where I figured it out. What is Sviach? There are things that grow spontaneously. They grow without being planted. Now really, nothing grows without being planted. But what happens is that seeds are dropped in a field.
Right.
Or the wind blows seeds, and seeds land, and things grow. That's how things grow in the wild. Things grow because vidurvaksung, they grow spontaneously. What they did in Eretz Yisrael on Shemitah is they sent out search parties to find places where the Asayrim are growing on their own. And when they found it, they put a guard there. Because on Shemitah, anybody could take it. Shemitah, everything's Hefker. So they put guards to make sure no one takes it, let it grow, and we're going to use it for the Omer. You have to pay money to these guards. So the Mishnah says, Shomrei Svichin Bishvius, those who guarded the Vidurvaksung on Shemitah, Noilan Scharim Mitzvah Salishcha. They also got paid from this truma.
If it's Hefker, you're allowed to guard it.
You're allowed to guard it. Yeah, you're allowed to guard it. You're allowed to guard it for the tzarech of the seed.
Well, they're Rabbi allowed to pull it out. If it's Hefker...
The Gemara will even ask why you can't plant it if it's for the Beis HaMikdash. But certainly... Rabbi Yossi Omer, afaroitza misnadiv shay mechinam. If you want, you can donate your time for free. You can watch it for free. It's okay. Amrulai afata Omer, shein ban elam mishal tzibur. Now, the Gemara will explain they're arguing. Rabbi Yossi and the Chama arguing. We spoke about this yesterday. Rabbi Yossi holds that any person who wants can come to the Beis HaMikdash, say, look, I have a beautiful animal, it's a, use it for the carbon tamid. And they'll say, but it's shel yachid. Say, I'm donating it to the tzibur. Rabbi Yossi holds, you could donate your own animal to the tzibur, and that becomes the carbon. The Chachamim say no. We're afraid he's not going to give it yafeh yafeh, the Gemara's expression. He won't give it b'leiv shalem. And we don't want people bringing their own things. That doesn't work. Now the Gemara talks about this. It says the following. We learned in Masechtas Tainis. The Gemara starts with a different sugya. Ma roz manaitse kainim va'am lihi manais. And Masechtas Tainis accounts yomtif of a day that the Atzei Kayanim V'ha'am, what is that? There were 9 days in the year that families were designated, they donated the wood for the Mizbeach. Now we're used to learning about the animals, and the flour, and the oil, but you need a wood too, you can make a fire without wood. So they had wood, and the wood had to be dry wood, had to be checked, there should be no worms in them, they're insects, you know, it'll be makavi insect on the Mizbeach. So it had to be quality wood, clean wood, in order to bring it. So the Gemara says that when they came back in the Vayisheni, there were some families that voluntarily provided the wood. They set for them a yomtif. Everyone had a yomtif day. One family was the 10th day of Av, the Gemara is going to say. Everyone had his day that he could donate his wood. Even though later they had plenty of wood, they had plenty of money. But since they originally, when there was no money, they came and they did it, so Memela remained that way for Dairis, that they always got a special day. Let's see it inside. Why is the day that they called Atzei Akainim Va'am, that holiday was counted? When the Jews returned for the Bayis Sheni, there was no wood. And they donated wood on their own. The Karbuvan Karbanis, they gave it over to the public. And they brought Karbanis, Sibor, Hisnuimayim, Nevi'im Shabinayim. So beginning by Sheni was still Nevi'im. They made a takon. Shafilo Lishcha Malaya Eitzin. Even if the Lishcha is full of wood. v'amdu elu v'nisnadvu eitzim mishalatzman, and they want to donate, shaloye krevim karbim miskarev elo mishalem tchila. They have rights to do it first. So this is a sugya in Masechtas Tainis, that since they did it voluntarily, they can always do it. What does it have to do with our Mishnah? Amar Abacha, Dereb Yaisihi. Dereb Yaisi Aymer, Afa Reitzim Esnadim, Shai Mechinam. That's Dereb Yaisi of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yaisi said, you're allowed to donate. It's a tzibur. We trust people to donate Yafa Yafa, to give it B'Lev Shalem. That's Rabbi Yaisi of our Mishnah.
Now, I understand a carbon, that you can't take carbon because maybe it didn't Yafa Yafa. Somebody says, I'm going to give my time.
Okay. A time? No, so are you right.
What is that?
So what's the big deal that gives time? Good. So Carbonetta says, if you give time, if you guard Hefker on Shemitah, it's a Kenyan. You're kind of it. That's what they say. Yeah. So you're really kind. It's really yours. Just, you're giving over to the Tzibur. That's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Rabbi Yaisa and Rabbi Yaisi are apparently interchangeable in the Yerushalmi. Now Rabbi Yaisi, this is a different Rabbi Yaisi, B'shem Rabbi Ila, says Divrei HaKoeli. No, there's no machlaikis about the wood. Ma peligin begufish or carbon. When is there a machlaikis on a mission about giving a carbon? Avo b'machshirei carbon. Kol ama maidi shehu mishtane carbon yachid le carbon tzibur. Everyone agrees that a yachid could give to a tzibur. You back of your animal, we're afraid the guy, person won't give it in a full heart. Wood, big deal. Wood, they'll give in a full heart. I want to mention in passing, the stipler has a letter. It's a Nikilas Yakai, but you can see it's a letter about a Shaila. He says a very beautiful idea. Someone asked him why, let's say you have a community. Someone opens a yeshiva. Girls' school. Somebody opens a shul. Somebody opens a tzedakah. Who's it funded by? Not by the person. The person's penniless. It's funded by the tzibur. Why does he own it? Why does he own it? So he runs it. But why does he have bailus on the school? Why is it his? He's running it. He's an employee in the school. Why does he have bailus in it?
That's a good question.
The stipler rewrites that when the tzibur has a need and no one is willing to do it, there's no one willing to do it, and one person steps up and he does it, he's zaycha in that schus. He has a schus to it. In a shul, no one's willing to whatever it is. Someone steps up and does it. He has a schus, a right to that thing. The stipler's writing a letter to people who have had a sichsuch over such a thing, and it's published in the Kilas Yaakov. I don't know why they didn't put it in his letters, but they put it in the stipler, this idea. All right, next Gemara. Tani. Isha she'asasak sainas libna. A woman has a child who's a kayin. He's going to do avayit in the Beis HaMikdash. So she wants to make, she's proud of a child, she wants to make the big day kuhuna for the child. So she went, she made it. Kishera. Uvavan shetim serenu letzibor. The big day kuhuna have to belong to the tzibor. She has to give it over to the tzibor, and then it's good. So say machlaikis. Amar Rabacha, Rabbi Yaisihi. Rabbi Yaisihi, I'm afraid to misnadim shemichinam. He, again, Rabbi Acha keeps on saying, this is only Rabbi Yaisi, who says that a yachid can give to the tzibur. Rabbi Yaisi b'shem Rabbi Ila says, Divrei HaKoeli, ma pligim b'gufishol carbon. Same thing as before. In our Mishnah, they argue about a carbon itself. Av machshirei carbon, like a beged, kolam amaydi, shum mishtan, a carbon yachid, a carbon tzibur. Everyone agrees that you can give it over. So say machloikis, Rabbi Acha says, Rabbi Yaisi holds it, with chayshish you don't give it. And Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Ila says that everyone agrees if it's not a carbon, you do. Mastisa pligal Rabbi Yaisi. I should say, Mastisa polig al Rabbi Acha. The Gra changes it to Mastisa polig al Rabbi Acha, who said that Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Acha is the one who said that Rabbi Yaisi argues in all cases. Oysen ayamim, noyegim b'shas karbim shaloi b'shas karbim. The 9 yamim taivim days that different families had for bringing wood is noyeg when there's a carbon and when there's no carbon. Meaning, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash and after the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yaisi Aymer, eina noyegin al b'shas karbim b'lvad. Rabbi Yaisi said, the noyeg only in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And I'll prove it. And the Gemara brings another brice. Oyd min hadod etanya, Amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Tzadik. Ani yisi mibnei Sina ben Binyamin. Sina ben Binyamin was a family that donated the wood. I'm from that family. And our Yom Tov was the 10th day of Av. V'chol Tisha B'Av liyais b'Shabbos v'dechinu ayis hamitzoy Shabbos. Tisha B'Av fell on Shabbos pushed for Sunday. Hayinu misanin v'loy meshlimin, and we used to fast, but not a full day. And wait 1 minute. Tisha B'Av, when the Beis Hamikdash stood, was not a fast day. Beis Hamikdash stood was not a fast day. So why is he saying Hayinu misanin v'loy meshlimin, that we can make tzas yamtiv, that we fast but not a full day? We see the Gemara brings a rain from here that it was noik even after the korban. But why is this masis and deloik rabacha? Because here we have stam brisa and a stam mishnah that says that the nine families had a yantif, which means they gave the wood. It's a raya, since nobody argues here, it's a raya. Everyone agrees to this idea that these families gave wood. And when it comes to wood, we're not afraid they don't give it to the tzibur yafe yafe.
I mean, they weren't given after the korban.
They didn't give wood, but they kept the yamtif. They kept the yamtif.
Speaking more about the Kohen Gadol's mother who wants to give, the Mishnah in Yuma says that if a Kohen Gadol wants to give himself, it gives the weight of how big the begadim have to be, and it says that he could, if he wants to add, he can add himself. There's a mission.
So I don't know what to tell you. So that's the same thing. He gives it over, yafa, yafa.
He weighed it over.
What? It's the same idea. It has to belong to the tzibur. So it's the same thing as this Gemara. That. Ha'aymer u'shtei alechem v'lechem apon v'chol kabanei tzibur. Again, we're going to skip the line and a half of parentheses. Tamon taninan. Kol kabanei yachid v'atzibur. Boy, min ha'aretz and mechutz la'aretz. Aha. Every carbon could come from chutz la'aretz. And a chadash min ha'yashon. Chutz min ha'aymer shtei alechem. Shein bani ala min ha'chadash u min ha'aretz. Now, what did the Mishnah say? There were guards guarding the wheat that grew in Eretz Yisrael. Why can't you just get wheat from Jordan and bring that for the aymer? So this man, the aymer, says, no, the aymer only comes from the crop of Eretz Yisrael. Rav Huna b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Rabbi Yishmael, he said, I pointed out before, the Omars are missing a lot of times in the Yerushalmi. So Rav Huna b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, like Omar, the Rabbi Yishmael, the Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Eina Omer ba min ha-Surya. It's Rabbi Yishmael Shita, who says the Omer not only can't come from Chutz La'aretz, it can't from Surya. Surya is northern Eretz Yisrael. It's an area that's called Kibush Yachid. Mm-hmm. It was incorporated in the time of Shlomo HaMelech, the end of David, the beginning of Shlomo, to be part of Eretz Yisrael. The Omer can't come from there. So that's Taman Tanina. Our Mishnah fits with that. That has to be from Eretz Yisrael. Taman Taninan, Eser Kedusha saying. The Mishnah in Caleb says, there are 10 levels of Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, Mekudesh, is Mekala Aratzais. Eretz Yisrael above all the lands, Mai Kedusha Asa. Shemiviyam Imenu Ha'aymer, Fabikurim, Shtei Alechem, Mashemiviyam Kei Mekala Aratzais. The Omer, again, is only brought from Eretz Yisrael, not from other lands. Reb Chia b'shem Reb Yirmiyah, Reb Yishmaeli, Faita, continues to be Reb Yishmael. Shmuel Omer, Ein Omer ba min Surya. So we have a second memra, again, that says that has to come from Eretz Yisrael. So far, everyone agrees it has to come from Eretz Yisrael. Taman Tanina Reb Yishmael Omer, Macharish Rishus, Av Kotzer Rishus. Here's a Geshmaka Gemara. Gemara says, the Pasuk says, B'charish or B'katzah Tishbais. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to plow, and you're not allowed to harvest. So Rabbi Shmuel says, Macharish Rishus, Avkatzah Rishus. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to plow where it's a malacha, you're not allowed to harvest where it's a Rishus, and you're not allowed to harvest where it's a Rishus. Yotzuk, Tzira Aymeshu Mitzvah. That holds, you're allowed to cut on Shabbos the Ktsira Omer. Chorish and Katsir shall Rishus is Asa, not shall Mitzvah. Bishmal Kedaitei, the Rishmal Omer, Ein Omer Ba Misuria, Kedaitei. Dama Yatsa Ktsira Omer, Shul Mitzvah. He holds that cutting it is a Mitzvah. You don't import it from a different country. It has to be from Eretz Yisrael. Man Tana Shomer Svichas B'Shvi'is Night Neschar Mechumas Alishcha, Rabbi Shmali. So this Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel, who holds it has to come from Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Yaisa. So till now, everyone agreed that it has to come from Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Yaisa, Divrei Akeli. Everyone agrees, even if Yehol Daimah could come from Chutz La'aretz, we still agree that Shomrei Svichin are paid from the Trumas HaLishcha, because, Leimatzu B'Surya, Mevi'in Aysa Misapichin Shem Eretz Yisrael. You couldn't take a chance, you're not going to get it from Chutz La'aretz. So therefore, they guarded the Sefichin anyway, no matter what. Oimer mahu sheyizra betchila. Ma'ez shaila. Are you allowed to plant on Shemitah wheat, barley for the Oimer? Rebchia barad aboy kamei ramana. Loi nimtza k'kaimitz ala shirayim she'enam necholim. He asked the shaila. He told him, if all you have is a kaimitz, and you don't have enough for shirayim, it's not eaten. What does that mean? That means there has to be enough in a mincha, not just the kaimitz that you bring.
Right.
You have to shram, you have to have more. So he was telling him, what happens if you don't have enough? Omaloi nasa k'chamisha dvarim. Shimbam betuma, veinacholam betuma. It falls under the category of dinim that sort of override the halacha. Ketzer uaisa, noitel. Now he's going to veinacholam betuma. It's like the other things where we waive the dinay tuma to bring a carbon, even though it's not eaten betuma. So to bring a carbon, we waive certain halachas. The same thing here with the aimer. Period. Ketzer uaisa. Now we come to a basic gemara. How do you spend money? It's the ladies. Why are you asking the Tanoim, right? How do you spend Hegdish money? Hegdish money has to go totally to Hegdish. You have to realize, you can't spend Hegdish money on barley and bring the Oimer. Why? Because the Oimer, they were Menapa, B'yud Gimel Napas. What they did is they took the barley, they ground it, and they sifted it many, many times. There was a lot of stuff that went into the garbage that was wasted. If you can spend Hegdish money on it, and some of it gets wasted, that doesn't work. How do you make sure the Hegdish money all ends up on the Mizbeach? So this is the way they did it. Ketzer oyaisa, hi oyaisa. Ketzer hu oyaisa. Noito mois min ha-sholchani v'noisen l'kaitzrim u'l'shaimrim. You don't start with Hegdish money. You take, borrow money from the bank, and give it to the workers. Ad shalei yikarei v'oimer. Until the Omer is ready to be offered. So they bought the barley with the borrowed money. They had Shomer with the borrowed money. Everything with the borrowed money. Finally, they come with a basket of wheat, of a flour for the Omer. Now, umevi mois, mitshuma salishcha, mechalin alav. Now, they take the money and they spend that money for this flour. Mm-hmm. So now all the money goes for the flour. Who gets that money? Everyone that invested in the flour. What's the price of the flour? The cost of the shimer, the cost of the grinding, the cost of the waste. And then everyone got it. The tovus kein, and that's the correct way to do it. So okay, so this is the way they did it. The Gemara brings the second example. Reb Acha b'shem Rebbe Ba. Again, Ba is Abba. Reb Abba is called Rebba. Kol ma sheyitein, hein hein damav, b'shar rishayna. Now he says, now whatever you give, that's the money, Mishar Rishayna. He holds, you give the money originally, and that money originally is for what you end up with. You don't need this trick. He argues, he says, you give the money originally. It is waste? No. The money is for whatever ends up Hegdish. Gemara brings a second example, Tanah, Pepischei Avadim Kain. If you're paying someone to make stones for the Beis HaMikdash, Ketzer Uwaisa. Now again, stones, you have to quarry it. You have to schlep it. Some of them don't fit. Some of them do fit. So Kate said away, he said, Noitel mois v'shulchani. You borrow money from a bank. Noitel l'chaitzim l'sasasim. You give it to the people who quarry it and the people who etch it out. Achal t'inosin l'gabi adimus. Until it's ready to go on the pile where the stone goes. Mishnin al-adimus, maybe mois v'shumas al-ishra, mechalin al-ea, v'tavus kein. This is the good way to do it. Is when it's ready to go, then you spend Hegdish money. That Hegdish money, you pay back the bank, you pay back the workers, etc. And again, Rabbi Yaisi, Bei Rabban, B'Shem Shmuel, Kol Mashiyitin, Heinei Demeh, Mishana Rishayna. Says, you don't gotta do that. You originally give money. And the Das is that money is whatever you end up receiving. Okay, so this is all, what the Truma is spent on. Mishnah, next Mishnah. Continued list of what you spend Trumas Alishcha on. Para, what is a stamp? Para.
Paraduma.
Paraduma. What's the chiddush of Paraduma? What's the special chiddush about a par aduma?
It's to get mitame or mitame themselves.
It's a chiddush mitame, but in this context, it's not offered in the Beis Hamikdash.
No,
the par aduma is a chatos, but it was shechted on harazesim. It was shechted on harazesim. You might think it's not a carbon; it's a mitzvah.
Right.
But no, it's called a chatos, and therefore it's paid from some chumas alishcha. Para sira mishtaleach. The same thing, the sira on Yom Kippur that was sent out to Azazel. Also, you might think not. It's killed in Azazel. Started off as a carbon. Veloshin shel zehirus ba mitshumas alishcha. This bothered me a little. The red piece of string, how much could a red piece of string cost already, you know? So the loshin shel, we'll see how heavy it is in a minute, came from chumas alishcha. Kevesh para, here it's kevesh. They had a ramp. The Parah Adumah was brought with a ramp from Har Abayis to Har Hazeis. If you go to Eretz Yisrael, you see the Har Abayis, the Har Hazeis is the valley. They built a ramp so no one should touch it as it's being brought across. The Kevesh Shir Sira Mishtaleach, and the ramp, which is the Sira Mishtaleach, was sent. Velosh Shebein Kronov, and the piece of thread or cloth between its horns. Va'ama Samayi, most people don't know this. In the Beis Hamikdash, there was a stream of water, 24/7, was running through. How wide was the stream? One amma. Amas mayim, because it was an amma. So there was this little stream, you stepped over it, it got in your way. Why did they need a stream? When they wanted to wash, there was blood all over. When they wanted to wash it, it was a great system. The original sponger. What did they do? They stuffed up where the water ran out. The water kept on running in, filled up the whole floor of the Har Abayis, and then they unplugged the sponge hole, and it all went running out. That's how they washed it. So the funds for the upkeep of the Amas Hamayim, and the Chay Masir Amigdalasa, and the wall and towers of the city, Chatzar Chayir, Ba'in, what are the next two words?
Mishiyare
Halishcha. Now it's a new thing. Shiyare Halishcha is what's left in the room after they took the boxes out, three times three boxes, brought karbanis, whatever's left went for all these other needs. People mentioned the other day, most of the money is left. It's true. It's a lot of money for taking care of the city's needs. Kevesh para kainim gedaylim oisim mishal atzman. We learn in the Gemara that the para kainim gedaylim took a lot of pride. There were only 9 para adumas, including Moshe Rabbeinu's. So he took a lot of pride. Para aduma, you know, it's more than Birchas Hachama. Birchas Hachama is once in 28 years. This was in about once in 100 years that it was brought. So kevesh para kainim gedaylim oisim mishal atzman. Moisir shiare lishcha mawi oisim ben. What did they do with the extra money? Now we have a machlaikis. Rabbi Shmuel held it was invested.
Mm-hmm.
You had extra money, you invested it. What'd you invest it? Invested in wine, mm-hmm. and run a store, run a business, and sell it. Plenty of people need wine, they come to the Beis Hamikdash. So he said, you bought stuff and sold it. Rabbi Kiva Aymer, ain mistakrim bishal hegdish. You don't invest hegdish money, the value could go down. You could buy wine and the price goes down. Now this is a halacha already. If you collect tzedakah money for aniyim, you don't invest it. If you invest it, you could lose it. You have to put it in the safest place possible. That's the rule of this Mishnah's world halacha. That the money has to be put where it's the safest could be. Moisa truma, ma'ay yosimba. Now, moisa truma is something else. You have the money in the boxes that are spent on karbanis. What's left in the room, spent on what we said till now. Maisa Truma means the year ended, the boxes had extra coins. Maisa Truma, the extra coins in the box. Now that already has a level of Kedusha. So, Mayu Aysen, Ben Rekue Zav Tzipu Lebeis Kedusha Kachim. They made a blech of gold, and they plated the Beis Amid, the Kedusha Kachim, with this. Mishmal Aymer, Maiser HaPeiros, in the Gemara, what is moiser hapeiros? What does it mean? The leftover fruit is no fruit. So the first mind, the Abba the Gemara says, when they invest money and they have extra money from the investment, what did they do with it? Kayitz hamizbeach. What's a kayitz hamizbeach? Kayitz, machlaikis, kayitz comes from the word summer or from the word meaning dessert. The mizbeach always had a carbon on it. In the long summer days, there were occasional periods where there's no carbon. So they had spent this money to have backup karbanis. If no one brought a karban, the tzibor donated a shlamim. Mm-hmm. There were always karbanis. It's called either kayit samizbeach or kit samizbeach. What did the kudus say?
Kits
samizbeach.
Kites.
What? You have
kits.
Kits and you have kayits. What does Otzko say? Kits. All right, so we have different versions.
He says kates.
Kates, that's half and half. Kates seems to be wrong for sure. And anyway, it's either kayits from a Lashon summer, it's machlis rishanim, or kits from a Lashon dessert.
What's the need for the shlomo?
And which word does he use, kayits? Or kits?
Kates. He doesn't have anything under the yud.
Kates means the end, so I don't know.
What's the need for the shlomo, though? So what difference would it make if it was to take a little break from the karbanis, though? I mean,
that was a covenant of the Mizbeach, that it was no break. That's it. You know, he said he could pray for you nonstop at the Kaisel. What do you mean nonstop? Take a break. No, people are willing to pay for nonstop. People like nonstop. No.
Look at the Kohanim, they're constantly fed meat, right? And there's a Gemara that says that they had
constantly have very little meat. Every Kayan got meat one day every 24 weeks. You know, we think the Kayan have plenty of meat. One day every 24 weeks, if they were lucky, they got a piece of meat. Just there were a lot of Kayan. Each Kayan only got one day to do
it. Wasn't there a Gemara that says that they had problems with their stomachs?
That's right, they had problems with their stomachs because they walked around on cold floors and they ate meat that was just freshly broiled and they had to finish it shouldn't be nicer and they got stomach aches.
Oh, for that limited amount of time?
Yeah, each Kayan got one day and then Yom Tif, everybody could be
gorged. Come on.
Yom Tif, they're gorged, okay. Yom Tif, we're all gorged. I don't know about you, but, you know, every Friday night, I got married. My wife, we had challah and fish and soup. I tell my wife, I'm ready to bench. So she said, she worked on the rest of the meal. So it's a new experience in my life. You have to eat, because she prepared food for me. So I'm living with this 35 years, God, you know, me and Sasha, I'm open at least another 35. But we eat, because our wives prepared the food. Is that why you eat? No? So in the Beis HaMikdash, they ate because it was there. Like Mount Everest. Anyway, Moise, Kaitzam is back. Moise Truma, the Klishares. Extra Truma went to Klishares, Rabbi Kiva, Ima, Moise Truma, the Kitzam is back. Moise Nisachim. Now we'll have to see in the Gemara, what's Moise Nisachim? We're gonna learn later that when you brought Nisachim, you filled up the Keli to the overflow. And when they actually offered it, they didn't let it go with the overflow. And there was always a profit they made. L'klishares, they sold it and got money for klishares. B'chanayis, g'anakayinim ha'imer, ma'isi nesachim kitzam ezbeach, ma'isi atruma l'klishares, zev ezeh lo yoyom oidim b'peiris. They didn't hold that there was a profit to be made because they held a b'kiva, you don't make a profit. The rest of this page is a list. Is a list of where things were spent. A straight list. It's, you know, I remember a Rebbe, I think my 7th grade Rebbe, Rabbi Finkel told us, I think he said, there's no 3 blot in Shas Bavli that doesn't have Rava's name or Abaya's name, or both. I remember that day we were all going through Shas, you know, trying to catch the Rebbe. There's no 3 blot without Rava and Abaya. Rava and Abaya always get into arguments, and Lom de Shashaylas. Yerushalmi was written before Rava and Abaya were born. Yerushalmi was in the Rabbi Yechanan's Talmidim. Stam Yerushalmi is Rabbi Yechanan. And therefore, the Yerushalmi doesn't have the level of lumdis that the Bavli has. And you'll see from this blot, I don't mean to in any way denigrate it. Yerushalmi, they held that it's a higher way of learning. Learning lists of laws is more than pilpul. And above all, they held pilpul is more than a list of laws. They had the machlaikas. So here we're going to have basically a list. A list of what they spent their money on, a shopping list. Kevesh para. B'shmal bar Nachman b'shem Rav Yaisenet. Gimel l'shay nesei. They spent the money on 3 pieces of cloth, a tongue of cloth. Shal seir b'sela. The seir la'azazel was a sela. A sela is 4 dinarim, is a coin that weighed like 2 chatzi shekels. Why? Because they cut it in half. Half went on the seir that was thrown down, and half on a stone that remained alongside. And that was the azazel seir. B'sela. Shal metzayra b'shekel. The metzayra, hey, he put this together with the Eitz Erez and the whole business. He had this piece of cloth that was a shekel. It wasn't cut in half. Shal para, the para aduma b'shtei salam, had to be heavier. By the para aduma, they throw this string, threw it into a fire. If you throw a light string into a fire, the smoke just makes it blow away. So it had to be heavier. Shtei Salaim, Reb Chunya Deveres Chavrin, and Rebbe Bar Zavda, B'shem Reb Shem Echalavta, said Shalpara Shtei Salaim U'mechza, Shkayach. Two Salaim in a Mechza. Now how many dinarim in a Sela, anybody remember?
Four.
So two Sela in a Mechza is how many dinar?
Ten.
Ten dinarim. The Gemara says, Istamapkin Lishna Basar Azuz. Ten Zuz. A Zuz and a dinar are the same thing. In case it confuses you, a Zuz and a dinar are the same. A Sela and a Shekel are the same. A dinar is a quarter, and a Sela or a full Shekel is like a dollar. And a dinar is, how many prutas?
192.
192 prutas. You did Shkolim with us 7 and a half years ago, so you remember it. But, alright, a dinner is 192 Kuf Tzadik Bey's prutas. We make a siyum, God willing, that'll be the only question on the Bechinah. How many shekel in a sela, and how many dinarim, and how many prutas? Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Reb Shmuel. Tamid ha-chachamah malab din es ha-kayinim, hilchah shchit, hilchah kabal, hilchah zrika, l'schar mitshumas ha-lishcha, the list vayta. The people who taught them what to do, they also got paid from Chumas Halishcha. Riyisu baradifa b'shem Rabimi, mevakrei mumei kachim nagnascharim at Chumas Halishcha. A list of spending money. Here they spent it on people to check the animals they should never mum. Reb Acha, Reb Tanchem Barchia b'shem Reb Simloi, megiyei sefer azara nagnascharim at Chumas Halishcha. It was a sefer Torah in the Azara. It had to be kept up. I don't know why it cost a lot of money, but anyway, they also... Oh, I took their money from there. Gidl Barbi Yomashim Rabasi, Shnei Dayone Gezelis, Night Naschar Mitshubas Alishcha. There were two special Batei Dinim in Yerushalayim. They also got paid from Chumas Alishcha. Shmuel Omar, Noshim Argus Beparaiches, Night Naschar Mitshubas Alishcha. The ladies who spent their time weaving the Paraiches, the Mefarshim say it's not only the Paraiches, which is a huge job, but also there were other curtains. They took the money from Chumas Alishcha. Here we have a machlaikis. Reb Chayna Oimim Chumas Bedek Habayis. He said, no, that was part of the building fund. Ma'polik. Shmuel Ovid Laka Karbin. Change the gears to Klishares. The one who said you spent Chumas Alishcha, he looks at the curtain as a keli of the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Huna Ovid Laka Binyan. The one who spent it comes to the building fund, he says the curtain is part of the building. So again, the list continues.
Was it constant? It was only the first time.
It was can't. It was upkeep. So there's always upkeep.
So
you
he's
know?
Saying that's why you understand the svara of the other person, because he's saying it's constant upkeep.
Even if it's an upkeep, is it the Bedek HaBayis? They had upkeep in all the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. There was a lot of traffic there. In Tanakh, we find kings who declared a general Bedek HaBayis time where they refurnished the Beis HaMikdash. Om Reb Chizkia, Tana Reb Yehuda Gid Gadais. It says on the side, Gid Gadais is part of his name. Hakatayres, v'chol karbanei sibur, ba mitshumas alishcha. Not only the carbon sibur, but the katayres as well, came from Chumas Alishcha. Mizbeach hazav, v'chol klishares, boi m'moyser nesachim. Chiddish. Till now, we were only spending these coins. Now, there's something called moyser nesachim, the money they made from the extra oil that was donated. So it said in our Mishnah, it says here again, the klishares came from that extra oil. The outside mizbeach ha'ilav echav azara isba mishiyari alishcha. The outside azara is a part of hegdish come from the shiyari alishcha. Chutzla azara isba mishiyari sebedek abayis. Whatever was outside that didn't have special holiness, all the rooms around, storage rooms, that came from the bedek abayis from the building fund. Hatani avdei mizbeach echav azara is ma'ilim ben. How could you say the mizbeach ha'ilav? And the inner comes from the Shiari Alishcha. We learned this Mi'ila on them. If they're leftover coins, there should be no Mi'ila. Kiyesh Mi'ila b'shirayim. Al-Karameya, the Rameya Ramar, Ma'ilam b'shirayim. We had Rameya earlier. He holds his Mi'ila even on the leftover coins. So till here, it's basically a list of things they spent the money on. Amrev Chia, Klom Amar Rameya, Ela B'tech Shenasai. When do we say the coins of that year have a hegdish and is mi'ila in its year? Once it's outside the year, in the next year, so then it no longer has a etzem kedusha, becomes part of the general funds, still is a geneva, but there's no iser mi'ila.
Is it the first year being nissen, not Rosh Hashanah?
The year here means nissen to nissen, right? Amrav Chizkiya, Tana Reb Yehuda Gid Naniyos, again that's a name, Hashulchan, Hamenaira, hamizbeichais va'paroiches ma'akvinis ha'karbonis divirameya. Now this Gemara, it seems to me, is not like the Bavli. We have a famous statement in the Bavli that makrivin afal pishayim bayis. The halacha is you're allowed to bring a carbon, even if there's no Beis HaMikdash, and according to many, even if there's no Mizbeach, you're allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael and bring a carbon seber, not a carbon yachid, on the side of the Mizbeach. Today, the Ikar HaDin is Pashtus, that you're allowed to bring a carbon on the Mizbeach. In the Tiferes Yisrael writes in his Akdamah to Kachim, that he met Rabbi Kiva Eger. Kiva Eger was the Zaken Hadar, he was much younger. So he met him a few times, he always reports what he asked him. He said he asked Rabbi Kiva Eger, why don't we bring a carbon Pesach? Carbon Pesach is the only individual's carbon that's deemed of carbon Seber. Why don't we bring a carbon Pesach nowadays? So he says Rabbi Kiva Eger answered him, because the Arabs don't let. Mm-hmm. Which means that it's mutter me'ikar adin to bring. Dar Sameach disagreed. Dar Sameach said, because we don't have tcheles, you need big day kahuna. Which some hold today, we might have the tcheles. So this is the issue. There's others who say we don't know the spot of the Mizbeach. Which is a weak argument, because if we could bring, it would be like any other halacha. We'd have the Gedalei Adar go and figure out where it is. So the Bavli holds, you're allowed to bring karbanis even if there's nothing there. Now listen to the Yerushalmi. Tana, Rabbi Yehuda Gedanias, Hashulchan Menorah Mizbeches Pareches Ma'akvinis HaKarbanis, the Rameah. Rameah holds, if you don't have these kelim, you can't bring karbanis. The Chachamim Aimrim, Ein Lecha Ma'akvinis HaKarban Ela, listen to this, HaKiyar VaHakam Belvad. Only the Kiyar and its base is all you need. V'leichin Amr Rabbi Lazar B'Yosef B'Chananya, Trey and Amrin, the two of them said, Kol Hen Diksiv Noichach Ma'akev. Somebody says, it says about a keli, it was put noichach, tzela mishkan. If it says noichach, you have to have it. If it says tzela without noichach, einoi ma'akiv, then it's not ma'akiv. This is the difference between the menorah, where it says noichach, and the shulchan, where it says tzela. The menorah is ma'akiv, and the shulchan is not.
Who gets Farmer, the primacy, Bavli or Yerushalmi?
We follow the Bavli all the time. We pass the Bavli, not like the Yerushalmi. V'amar Rav Shmuel b'Rav Nachman b'Shem Rav Yainasin, afilu tzela ma'akiv. Even the Shulchan where it says tzela is ma'akiv, v'amar Rav Eila b'Shem Rav Shmuel b'Rav Nachman, afilu sima ma'akiv. Even if it says place it, it's also ma'akiv. So we have here this idea that you have to have some of the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. V'amar Rav Chanina, kam ba'avaydishem b'fnim, kam ba'avaydishem b'chutz. It depends which avayda you're talking about. The avaydas which are in the pnim, so the all these kelim are ma'akiv, because they're bifnim. The shulchan, the menorah, that's bifnim. Avayda shebechutz, like a carbon, only kir v'kanai is ma'akiv. So even according to this, we still, the Yerushalmi holds only the kir and his kan, that's ma'akiv on the bringing of the carbon, which theoretically, I guess, we could make one nowadays. The kir and kan is the only one that doesn't have a exact spot where it has to be. I believe it doesn't have to be placed in the Beis HaMikdash. What? So that's also an issue. The Kainim nowadays are not Kainim Yuchasim. The Kainim Chazaka. Now, there's a disagreement actually in the time of the Gemara if you need Kainim Chazaka. When they had Kainim Yuchasim, Ezra made a Takana, the Gemara says, if you didn't have Ishtar Yichus, for Yigalu Menakuna, it's a Pasuk in Nehemiah. The Kainei Barzilai came, and like Motzalem Sava Misyachsim, it says in the Pasuk in Ezra, for Yigalu Menakuna, they threw him out of the Kuna. They said they could eat Truma, like they used to eat in Babel, but they can't do anything else. They were Yigalu Menakuna. That was a Takana. The Ikar HaDin is relying on Chazakis, and therefore the Ikar HaDin should be that you could rely. A Kainei makes a Bracha and Pidyon HaBen, because he relies on a Chazakah. It relies on Kainei Chazak. At any rate, this is also something that's frequently discussed. Amar Rav Chanina, Shchitzas Gedayla. Shachtzas means they were Balei Gaiva. Hoysa b'bnei Kainim Gedaylam. Sheyoysa Meshishim Kikrei Zav Hoyimotziyim Ba. They spent a ton of money on this ramp. Kevsha Shalpara Oymeid. V'loya Oymechamei Amaitzi Parasei B'kivsha Shalchaveirai. You have to realize, a Parah Adum is, like I said, once in 100 years, sometimes once in 50 years. that they ran out of Ishes of Paradum and they needed one. Each Kayan Gadol wanted his own, yeah. So he went and he built his own ramp. He spent tons of money on a ramp. Picture in Yaman. The ramp. It was, picture a ramp from the Harabayis to Harazes without modern ways of building it. It was a big avaida. And they wouldn't use the other Kayan Gadol that was left from last time. They left it, you know, it's like Lahavdil, you have the World's Fair globe still there from 1964. So yeah, they left the old one. But they didn't, they built a new one. Every Kayan Gadol, the Bank Iva that they were.
They broke the other one.
Hesiv Rabula Kumei Ramana. Hatani Shimon HaTzadik. You're making fun of them. Shimon HaTzadik was a Kohen Gadol for how many years? 80. Some say 80 years. Shtei Paris also. In his 80-year tenure, he got 2 out of the 9 Paris. And he built a separate one
for each one.
Islach Lameh Shimon HaTzadik Shach HaTzaya. You think he was a Bal Gaiva? Malkadayin. So why did he do this?
How many years apart?
Al shame, maila hi bapara, silsil hi bapara. He did it to make a maila, big fuss over the Parah Adumah, a covet for the Parah Adumah. So I disagree. I think they did the right thing, he says, to build a new, don't make fun of the Kayanim. Tani? There were 9 Parah Adumahs, the 10th will be a Mashiach will come.
It was like Bedek Abayis.
That's what the Bavli says. That there were 9.
It was like a Bedek Abayis type of situation.
Right. What? Tani? Zizan uksalim hayyaitza mikanu mikan. Now here, when they made the ramp, just think about it. The Parah Adumah is going. It's a once a lifetime thing. Everybody wanted to see it and touch it. I remember when the Steinman and the Gerer Rebbe came years ago, to the yeshivas. So they came to Tor Vadas. So everyone was saying, don't push, don't push. So I said, what do you mean don't push? When should people push if not now? Like when a movie star comes, they should push. This is the time. And don't push the Gedalim, but people should be pushing to see. See, here the Parah Adumah is coming once in a lifetime. So everyone's pushing to see it. There's a problem. We can't have people touch it. Why? So it says, Kedei Shalo Yetzu Yotzitzu Kainem V'yitamu. So that, there shouldn't be a tumah problem. Now what's a tumah problem? Say the way I would touch it.
Okay,
Parah Adumah is metameh tahirim. The Parah Adumah, anybody who touched it, it doesn't really say who touched it, anybody who lifted it, was only that. Then I don't understand, what does it mean, shalai yitamah? Look what it says in the Karban Ha'edah, I didn't understand. In the Karban Ha'edah it says, near the top, the fourth wide line, the fourth from the top. Zizim uksala yaisim gavs abar. Deshavayo kain v'yitzitzu v'yivi liga ba iskim bapar v'yitamu aysan. He says that there'll be metama the people that are oisik in the tama. Okay, I thought he meant. So he says you'll be metama the people. Okay, so then it makes sense. So it shouldn't be metama the people that are going. So that's why. Let's learn. There's another 4 lines. Rabbi Kiva Imen Mistakrim. Kiva said, don't do business with money of Hegdish. Ella Mratza Yia Hehefse Shalai Vaschar LaHegdish. This is a halacha. Because the Gemara says it about Hegdish. It's true about money of Yisayimim. If you have money of Yisayimim and you want to invest it, it's usa to invest it, it could lose. You have to put it, the halacha is if you collect tzedakah money, Yisayimim money, you have to invest it in the safest place you can. Unless you have a wealthy man who's willing to say, I'll guarantee the loss. Look inside. Imrotza yia hefsit shalai v'schar lahegdish. If he wants to say, if there's a loss, I'll absorb it. And if there's profit, it goes to hegdish mutter. Kahad v'rzmina ispakid gabei medal di yisaimim. A fund of yisaimim was given to v'rpakadin. Osu shalai remana amalei. In bois, if you wish, di hefseid adidach v'igrid atarvaychein. That the hefset will be yours and you'll split the profits. Shari. Even though he's making part of the profits, it's mutter. Abchia ba'adas, pakit gabay medal di yisayimim va'avid kain. He got money of yisayimim and he did it. Now I have to tell you the chiddush of this gemara. Let's say you come to me and you say, I'm a rich guy, let's pretend. I'm a rich investor. And you say, you have $1 million, you want to invest it with me. I should guarantee the principal. I say, I'll guarantee the principal and we'll split the profits. That's ribbis. There's an Issa Ribis, because that's guaranteeing the principal makes it into a loan. An investment, the definition of investment, is something which can win or lose. which you can gain or lose. If someone guarantees principle, when you guarantee principle, that turns it into a loan. Not what's a loan? I guarantee I'm going to return it to you.
Maybe not by
so tzedakah. It's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed, if you guarantee principle, you can't pay profit. You can't guarantee the principle. Hetisk is made that a principle is almost perfectly guaranteed, but it's not totally guaranteed. I hear it says it's mutter. So it says in halacha an exception where Moisi Simon. Moisi Simon, this is Ribbis Drabbana, because there's no guarantee on the profit. It's not Ribbis Ktsutsa. If you guarantee the principle, you don't guarantee the profit. In halacha it says it's mutter, it's a Gemara Neis and Neshech as well. And someone asked the Noida Yehuda, is a mamish mutter? Maybe you said writes Kain ani Isa with the Moisi Simon that I have. So this Gemara is telling us a chiddush. First of all, that you have to invest money of Yisayimim as conservatively as possible. And secondly, that you're allowed to guarantee the principal and even split the profit with the tzedakah, with the Yisayimim. All right, so we've caught up. We're already a little bit into tomorrow's daf. Yitzhak Shemel.